Hello and welcome to In Depth here on Lotus Radio for the first interview. I'm Ian Sorensen, by the way. I'm the host, in case you didn't know. Eric Rue, Director of Business Development for JAG Nevada. That is Jobs for America's Graduates. Eric, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me today.
Of course. So take me through it. We haven't had JAG Nevada in here for quite a while. So even if you want to give a brief descriptor on maybe what your kind of position is, what you do on a daily basis, and then the actual organization itself.
You bet. I'd love to do that. Cool. JAG Nevada stands for Jobs for Americans Graduates, and we're working with young people to make sure they get full employment after they graduate from high school. And we seek to have them seek careers that are fulfilling and in the trades and in possibly college, to have them go through and make sure that they're ready to go to school or to work. We give them soft skills to fill out job applications, how to present themselves, and all these different skills. So when they go to the workplace, they are work ready.
Exactly so. And some of these skills, I mean, we didn't even think about them. I feel like I was in high school and I didn't really have a kind of a baseline foundation for how to even have a job interview go well.
Correct. And that's what one thing we do. We have mock interviews for the students where they apply for jobs. So they have to come in and be dressed and ready for the interview. They come in, we practice interviewing. So tell me about yourself, those kinds of things. So they're more comfortable. And when they go through the actual job interview, we'll actually work with them and make sure that they fill out the application correctly, they get the cover letter ready, their resume is ready, and they're ready to go. When they go to the workplace, they're also ready to go. So they're, you know, show up at work on time, do their job, and go home safe.
Exactly so. So when it comes to, you're the director of business development.
Correct. I'm the director of business development, so I work with businesses, local businesses here, and we seek to place young people in their jobs and seek funding for them for our program within the schools. We're trying to expand the program throughout northern Nevada, in Elko, Ely, West Wendover. We do have a project in a program in West Wendover, and it's doing quite well.
Oh, very cool. So kind of getting into the rural areas a little
Correct. We want to serve the rural areas to make sure the program is available to those students who are in need and who require the program or will benefit from the program.
Awesome. That's awesome. And along those lines, we were talking about jobs. Are particular kinds of jobs becoming more common that high school students are kind of gravitating to once they graduate?
Yes. We are working with Tesla here in northern Nevada at the Sparks facility at the Gigafactory, trying to help students get placed there in either robotics or surface areas where they service the robotics systems or work within the industry or go to the school. The Truckee Meadows School has a class that they can go through to be trained to work on the robotics group there.
Okay, so you more kind of technology-based stuff.
Yes, we seek to place them in technology or jobs where they're not so much warehouse jobs, but jobs that they have a career path that will succeed and do well.
All right, well, I think that's a very worthy goal. And at the time that this show is airing, it is Sunday morning.
Correct.
We recorded it early, so it'll already have happened. But a legislative day was this past Wednesday.
Correct.
Technically. So tell me about that.
Okay. The legislative day is March 20th, a Wednesday, and we're bringing students up from Las Vegas and the local area here in Washoe County and the rural area. And we're going to be visiting legislative people there, the people at the industry in that area. And the legislatures, we're going to be touring the Supreme Court, and we're hoping that everyone will see how the legislature works and meet the legislatures in their area. They'll sit with the legislature people and greet with them and talk with them.
Okay, cool. Just kind of get a sense of their general work and what they do.
Yes, we're hoping that we'll see how the legislature works and how they can interact with legislatures so they're real people and that they can express their needs and talk about how JAG Nevada has benefited them.
Okay.
And so how young people in our group, they come from challenged backgrounds. We all face challenges, but some are greater than others. And we're trying to assist these people through our specialists to make sure that the program succeeds for them. It's all about the students with us.
That's excellent. Okay. Well, when it comes to funding JAG Nevada, how is that done?
Well, a lot of our funding comes from state or federal funding, but we also have private donors. If someone would be interested in helping our students get a hand up and work better in the industry, we always seek funding for that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you have any fun? Do you do fundraisers or do you?
We do do fundraisers sometimes. Yeah, we do. We drive clothing drives and things like that for the students, and that's part of their group. We don't have a great big funding program because the students are very big, very busy, but we also seek to raise funds.
And I would assume they would just go to your website for that, which is jagnv.org, J-A-G-N-V.org, right?
It's a great way to donate. You know, anything helps. $50, $50,000, $500,000. We'd love to have anything we could donate. That'd be awesome.
That's really cool. So you're trying to kind of pursue going into the rural areas. How many students, I guess, are you serving right now, even if it's a ballpark?
We serve about 3,000 students in this area.
Oh, okay.
And we have, at its current time, we have about... We're in 13 schools.
Oh, wow.
And so it really helps. And we have some schools that have dual programs. So like in McQueen and Galena, Spanish Springs, those areas. And they serve a lot of the students. So we're really pleased to have that opportunity to be in those schools.
That's amazing. And have you had students who've kind of gone through your program that have kind of like come back and helped other students?
Yes. We have a young man that was in West Wendover, and he went to work for a drilling company out of Elko, Nevada, and he's done real well. He's bought a Tesla, and he, through his bonus program, he is paying back the program. So when he receives a bonus, he pays back and creates another sponsorship or scholarship for the students in the West Wendover area.
Oh, that's very, he's paying it forward. That's a really beautiful thing.
He gives about $1,000 a month. We really appreciate that. That's an incredible thing to do because he knows the benefits he's received from the JAG Nevada program, and he wants to see others also benefit from the JAG Nevada program.
Very cool. Anything about JAG that we haven't touched on that you really want to kind of communicate to the people?
Well, JAG Nevada is a very good program. It's for those, a lot of people complain about the graduation rates of our students in Nevada.
Right.
But we have a 94% graduation rate. And we really strive to make sure that our students are work ready. And we give them many skills beyond the high school level. So we try to make sure that they're doing well. We follow up 1 year afterward, and we're looking to follow up 2 years afterwards in the future to make sure that our students are following up and doing really well.
Okay.
Well, the one thing that we'd like to do is we'd like to make sure that people are aware that there are students, if they want to be part of our program, they can seek to speak with us. They can go to our website. They can contact me at jagnevada.org. And we'd like to see more students be part of our program because sometimes people are a square peg in a round hole.
Right.
And we want to make sure that we help those students face their challenges in their lives or obstacles to make sure that they're full, complete citizens and they contribute to our society.
All right. What a beautiful idea. Well, thank you very much. Eric Rude, who's the Director of Business Development for JAG Nevada. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for your time and effort.
Of course.
All right.